Doc, the clock has started. Right here.
This is Morning Show. Here are your hosts, Kyle and Kenny.
Good morning, Kenny.
Good morning, Kyle. Good morning.
A happy Friday to you.
Friday.
What is even the date today? It's June still, right? June?
June 23rd.
June 23rd, 2017. I can barely remember anymore. Three more days until hi mom, hope you're still listening, celebrates another birthday. Five more days until I go on a brief vacation to the great wilderness known as Portland, Oregon.
Ooh, fun!
I can't do math. My birthday's coming up.
Uh-huh.
And then after that, it's the solar eclipse. That's kind of it. I mean, that's
that's our summer.
That's the entire rest of the year. Yeah, it is. It is summer now. The first show we had this week, which is something I haven't said in a long time.
Oh,
it wasn't summer yet, right?
I believe it was the 21st. So 21st was Wednesday.
Yeah. Happy summer.
Happy summer.
For at least those of us
it's
here.
It's felt like summer for the past week where I live. It's been triple digits for like 5 days straight.
It has been very good. If you were using temperature as points that the world got.
Oh, we'd have A pluses.
It would be, yeah. You would be passing all the tests.
Yeah.
All of them. You'd be the standardized testing of for the world would be just off the charts. Actually, well, it would be on the charts.
Sense.
It wouldn't. Yeah, you can't get off the charts results on a standardized test. So here we are. We're here on a Friday. What? Well, I saw you ate a Fig Newton.
What kind of segue is that?
I have no idea. I'm trying to think of something funny to say here. I feel like all of the life is being drained out of me since I had my first cup and a half of coffee. I got half a cup left.
Well, we all know what coffee is supposed to do, right? I mean, to the normal human being, not the morning show host level, but a normal human being, coffee is supposed to be like a pick-me-up in the morning, right?
Well, according to my stomach assist, they say that it is a known diuretic.
Well, that's what I was alluding to.
It gives me all of the vibrations in all those parts.
It's like when you use some glue and then you spray accelerant on it because you want it to dry faster. Coffee for me is just like spraying accelerant on the intestinal lining of my body.
Are you trying to start a fire? What are you doing?
Oh, it's a fire.
It's actually a fire would, yeah, anyway. Doesn't matter. Hey, so Fig Newtons, how'd that go with you? Let's say, did it give you number twos or not?
That's Kyle. Stop. Bing. Stop. Let's enough with the poopy talk here. Fig Newtons are fine.
Okay.
I don't know why I waited so long to eat a Fig Newton though. Like I haven't had a Fig Newton in a decade. A decade. To even have say you, can you remember, are there any foods that you have avoided for a decade? Can you think
probably
of anything that, yeah, like they, but that you want to eat again, like something you enjoyed when you were younger and then something you haven't had in a long time? Can you think of something?
Jalapeno Slim Jims.
Jalapenos. Jalaplenty of those.
It was a jalaplenty of number twos going on with
Kyle.
My jalapeno Slim Jims. Hey, you asked.
I asked if it was something you wanted to eat. From the information you just revealed, it's probably something you don't want to eat anymore.
I do want to eat it. I like it when it's I like it when it's in my mouth parts, but not anywhere else.
You don't eat it any other way, you dumb.
Well, there was a salsa that I got at the Hayward, California farmer's market one year. This is probably 8 years ago, let's say.
Not a whole decade.
Close enough. But there's a pepper in there inside that salsa that made my throat close up.
Uh-oh.
In a way where I couldn't breathe.
Was it Brazil nuts?
I don't think it was Brazil nuts. It was not.
That's a callback to like 3 years ago.
Yeah. Those episodes aren't even in the feed anymore.
Oh, no.
But.
Lost forever. Only longtime listeners know what we're talking about.
I could dig for the sound right now, but I'm not going to. There was a salsa, made my throat close up. Did I buy it more than once? Maybe.
Of course.
Of course I did. Because I like a good salsa, but that's one of the things I haven't had in a long time.
Right.
You know, other than Fig Newtons, did you have any other Newtons? Did you have like an apricot Newton or a chocolate Newton?
A chocolate Newton. No, Kyle, I did not have a chocolate Newton. That's just
those
a
are,
chocolate
those
chip
are
cookie.
Those are a thing, right?
I don't think so. Are there other kind of Newtons?
That would be so good. Can you imagine?
I'm going to actually type into Google other kinds of Newtons.
Isaac.
Newtons. Snackworks. Snack. Load. There we go. When it comes to cookies, we keep it real and delicious. Yeah, Newtons. They're just called Newtons. I didn't know that. I thought they were always Fig Newtons, but Fig is now just a flavor.
I think Fig has always been a flavor.
No, maybe. I thought they were always called Fig Newtons.
The Fig is in the middle, though.
No, now it's on the right, actually. Let's send you this picture here.
What? What are you? My brain, my beam just exploded. What do you mean it's on the right?
Here, let's send this screenshot to one Mr. Kyle. I'm sending it to you. You are seeing it. There you go. So they got Fig Newton, Fat Free Fig Newtons. That's a good tongue twister. Fat Free Fig Newtons. Strawberry Newtons.
Oh, yeah. Those. Okay, good. Those are real good.
100% whole grain triple berry Fig Newtons. Or not fig. Just triple berry Newtons. That's tough.
Just Newton.
I was also reading the one next to it, 100% whole grain Fig Newtons. So one is the whole grain is triple berry or fig. But what was the one, apricot? I don't see apricot, unfortunately.
No chocolate?
No chocolate either.
Okay. Yeah. This has been a segment called Newton or Not. I hope you enjoyed, Kenny.
Hold on. Before I end here, it appears, I don't see the flavors here, but the end of their little description of the Newton says, our cookies are made with whole grain and a wide variety of fruits, from blueberry to strawberry, and come in both chewy and crispy varieties. Who wants a crispy Fig Newton?
I would love to try it. I'd love to know what part of it is crispy. I assume the center is not crispy.
Yeah, okay. I thought you were going to say the outside.
Well, the outside's got to be the crispy part.
Yeah, right? But that's the draw of a Newton is that it's not mushy, but it's all soft and it's easy to eat and digest.
Yeah, it's a digestion aid.
I should just eat these. all the time now.
Maybe we should get in contact with your stomachist and find out whether or not these are something that you should be eating on the regular.
What floor are they on?
They're just right in the middle.
These are today's headlines.
It's not going to make any sense to anyone at all. How can we help? How can we help folks understand the importance of what we've just created for the world?
We'll definitely talk about it later.
Okay.
All right. Well, I'm going to get some headlines, Kyle. McDonald's has made an Australian burger hack an official menu item.
Is this really, really the most important headline that we could have come up with
today? No, but it's also Food Friday, so we have an excuse. Apparently, Aussies have been swapping out Big Mac's beef patties with chicken ones.
What?
So, McDonald's did the logical thing and put the often requested burger on the menu. It's not a burger, then. Predictably, it's called the Chicken Big Mac and features all the other ingredients you'd get on the burger. Lettuce, cheese, special sauce on a sesame seed bun, but McChicken patties instead.
Yeah.
Where's the pickles?
Pickles would be pretty good on this. You could do like a hot chicken with pickles and then.
Isn't it pickles, lettuce, cheese, special sauce?
I don't think there are pickles.
I don't remember what the name. What's the Big Mac song? I'm going to listen to it right now.
Oh, boy. Okay.
To all beef patties, lettuce, sauce. Wait, let's do that again. Special sauce, lettuce, cheese. Pickles, onions.
On a sesame seed bun. So pickles, onions. So no onions.
No onions, no pickles, apparently.
No pickles. Maybe that is just bad reporting here from Mashable.com.
It's possible.
Which is absolutely possible. There is a picture.
There are pickles. You can see pickles right there.
Probably a picture. Just bad reporting in general. So what do you think? It looks kind of like a sponge.
It has a different hue to a Big Mac, because with a Big Mac you definitely have the contrast between the darker beef patties and the light buns, but here the chicken kind of just blends in with the whole burger with the buns and everything.
Yeah, the whole situation is just golden. It's
right.
In fact, are these the golden arches they were mentioning?
Oh, that would be a good play on it, wouldn't it? Like if they said, "We've now got the golden arch." Big Mac.
Yeah. Yeah. Sounds pretty good.
Chicken Big Mac is too boring. I don't know. It's basically a double-decker McChicken, though.
Yeah, true.
With Big Mac ingredients. I don't know.
It looks pretty good.
I've had a Big Mac like twice in my life, and both time, like what the first time I had a Big Mac, I thought, why haven't I ever gotten a Big Mac before? And I ate it and I loved it. And the second time I thought, I love Big Macs. I'm going to get another one. And I got it and I didn't like it. And then I stopped ordering them.
Well, you can get it in a couple of other countries as well, it looks like. But this is also a secret menu item, I think. So if you wanted to create this yourself here in the States, you could. We could try this. We could do this. The problem I've got with it is that they're McChicken patties, and just the texture and the flavor.
Yeah, see
of a McChicken patty just can't.
You want them to go back to the Cajun McChicken, right?
Yeah. Yes. Of course. Or you got that like KFC zinger tasting one, just real crispy and
because
hot
the
chicken, hot the chicken is a thing.
Yeah, the Cajun McChicken with a cheddar cheese is so good because the cheese cuts through some of the spice, but it all kind of works together.
It's like that really strange football shaped one from Burger King, the long chicken sandwich,
the original chicken sandwich.
Yeah,
that one's not spicy.
But they have a spicy version.
They may have had a spicy version at one point.
Well, that was the last. That was a decade ago. That was the last time I went to Burger King. Kenny, today is also National Pecan Sandy Day.
I'm sure we covered that one before.
I feel like we have. It's a cookie.
It's a cookie.
Mm-hmm. It's also National Hydration Day.
I have been drinking lots of water. I guess today I should drink even more. Oh, here. Ugh. I sound a little more distressed when I drink it, I guess.
It's also National Take Your Dog to Work Day.
Ah, I don't have one yet.
You're in the market, though, yeah?
I am. Well, I am, but my wife certainly is. Looking for a puppy, looking for a dog.
I saw, oh my gosh, I was brought to tears when I saw you holding that husky puppy.
Oh, the Iditarod husky puppy?
Yeah.
So on my trip to Alaska, I didn't get to muse on all of the happenings on Tuesday's episode, but yeah, at one point they had like a puppy pals time on the ship, and
that was at the unlimited puppy bar, right? That they had on the ship. Right. You just come up.
Oh,
come
that would be perfect.
It, come up to it whenever you want, and they say, "Well, here's a pup.
Here's a puppy." I got to hold and pet the husky puppy probably, you know, 6-7 weeks old.
Oh my gosh.
It was not that big.
It makes me absolutely sick how freaking cute it was.
Yeah. And it just wanted to nuzzle up and just cuddle. Puppy cuddle.
I don't like that voice. Whatever voice that was, I didn't like it at all. Okay. Well, good. Go take your dog to work and reference this podcast. If there are issues at your place of
you can blame
of work,
us.
Yeah, just blame us. It's fine.
It's fine. We'll take the heat.
Do it.
Just do it, Kenny. Let's cover what I wanted to cover last time. It's some food recalls. I got a couple that have stacked up over the last couple days, actually. Yeah, beginning of June, it looks like.
Can you please tell me if you have an Arnold Schwarzenegger quote to bring us into this?
I don't. No, so this will be a segment called Total Recall. If you'd like to find an Arnold Schwarzenegger joke, Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger joke, you may put one here.
Doing it. Finding it right now. I need you to play it. Hold on.
Do it.
Otherwise, I will be riffing on Bay Area natives E40s Bay Area song in the tune of Listeria, which you just sent it to me.
There you go.
Now, this is the plan. Get your ass to Mars.
Okay.
There we go. Will. Total recall.
Kenny, tuna recalled due to hepatitis A contamination.
Oh my gosh. Frozen. That's like the worst thing ever.
Mm-mm-mm. Frozen yellowfin tuna is being recalled due to a hepatitis A contamination, and the U.S. Food and Drug Administration is investigating. Ew. Restaurants in Texas, Oklahoma, and California received shipments of potentially contaminated tuna and have been notified, according to the FDA. Now, shipments were sent to distributors in New York as well, but the New York State Health Department verified it hadn't been sold to the public yet, and they just threw it in the garbage.
That's good.
Bye-bye, tuna.
Why didn't these other states figure that out? I guess New York has a higher standard, maybe?
See, the thing is, all they're saying is that New York was about to get older fish. Yeah. So I don't know why that would ever be a good thing. I mean, in the case where this happens, it's a great thing. But Texas, Oklahoma, and California are getting that fresh tuna, real fresh, hepatitis A fresh.
Oh, that's awful. That is awful. Don't respond like that.
Beef.
I'm going to do this one, Kyle.
Go ahead.
Beef
here,
recalled.
Hold on. Can I play what I wanted to play?
Go ahead.
Here we go. Beef. I'm ready for you, Kenny.
Beef recalled after E. coli found in plant. What kind of plant? We'll find out.
Beef steak.
More than 22,000 pounds of beef are being recalled due to possible E. coli contamination, the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service announced on Monday. Creation Gardens Incorporated, a wholesale food supplier, is recalling raw ground beef and beef primal cut products after in-plant inspection personnel were notified of two positive E. coli test results on Monday.
Blah!
The beef products were shipped to food service stores in Indiana, Kentucky, Ohio, and Tennessee with the establishment number of Established 7914.
If you're looking for it, yes.
If you're looking for the date, it's from the year 7914. Future beef has E. coli, if you didn't know. And that's according to the agency. This is a quote. Consumers who have purchased these products are urged not to consume them. That's great. I love that quote because it says consumers are urged not to consume them. That's awesome.
Stop being a consumer.
These products should be thrown away or returned to the place of purchase.
All right.
If you got it from the trash, then it's the same place.
It's just really, really gross. Kenny, cashews recalled after glass was found in the canisters.
Oh.
Southern Grove cashews, halves and pieces, with sea salt and a little bit of glass, being recalled due to reports of glass pieces found in the product. The Food and Drug Administration announced on Tuesday. Distributor Star Snack Co. received reports of consumers who discovered glass in their containers. According to the announcement, no injuries have been reported. The announcement said, and it affects products that have been removed from store shelves. So there you go. It's all gone. They took it away. But can you imagine reaching your hand to a halves and pieces of cashews and grabbing glass? I wonder what kind of glass it was.
If I had just a container of cashews, I'm going to do one at a time. I'm pretty ginger about pulling cashews out of mixed nuts.
See, no, the problem is if they were whole cashews, sure. But these halves and pieces.
I guess you're right.
This is just like this is what breaks off and falls off the machine when they're working on the whole cashews.
That's right. You're right.
This is basically just the garbage. This is the glass pieces of cashews.
All right, Kyle, to round us out of the segment, more than 50,000 pounds of chicken recalled. USDA calls situation high risk. Advanced Pia Foods of Maine has recalled 54,699 pounds of chicken because misbranding and undeclared allergens. Nebraska is one of the six states affected. What are the other five? Who knows? According to the USDA Food and Inspection Service, the packages of chicken could include milk, which is not declared on the packaging label. So here are the products. They are as follows. 10-pound packages of chicken tenders, sea salt, and ground pepper. Yum. 12-pound packages containing 4 3-pound bags of chicken tenders, sea salt, and ground pepper. And 9-pound packages of premium entree traditional sage raw breaded dark meat chicken with homestyle stuffing. Yummy.
A 9-pound bag of chicken that's already prepared with sage and breaded with homestyle stuffing. Sounds just like a 9-pound meal in a bag.
I want to know how milk got into any of this. Like Frank the cow was just processing all of the chicken stuff.
Oh no, my friend Charles the chicken has fallen into the chicken place.
What's the chicken place called? We're mechanically separated chicken. We're
the chicken grinder.
The chicken grinder.
Oh, my friend Charles the chicken has fallen into the chicken grinder.
I actually think that it was like a publicity stunt by Chick-fil-A where they have the cows and they want the they want the public to eat more chicken. I feel like the cow somehow they got the cow inside the plant and they're filming it, and then the cow just happened to have milk everywhere. I don't know how, but then they had to cancel the shoot because oops. Oh, the song is over. Okay. So we're done with that segment.
We're done. All done. Kenny, I've got a new it's how we get ourselves out of a segment and move into a new one.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Are you ready for another round of scary amusement park foods?
Foods or rides?
It's not rides this time, although you're in for a ride, a wild ride here with all of the different food choices I've got.
Okay, here we go.
We're going to play a round of fair or not. Now, we played a game of fried or not. I tweeted about this yesterday. It was a game where we looked at Texas State Fair foods, and I would say a food item, and you needed to guess whether or not the food item was an actual Texas State Fair fried food or not. Now, this is inspired by Harold, who in our Slack channel sent us a message about the Minnesota State Fair. They've got 31 new foods, including one that I absolutely needed to highlight called the Pizza Rito.
Yeah, that's a great product right there.
It's a flour tortilla filled with pepperoni, Italian sausage, risotto, mozzarella and marinara coated with garlic butter, Parmesan, Italian spices, baked and served with a side of marinara to dip. So if you're anywhere
near... Why is there risotto in this?
Because you need... It's like the rice equivalent, right? It's like the Italian rice equivalent for a burrito. It's like cilantro rice.
I guess you need
a little bit of that. See, it doesn't... Also in that episode, I believe I mentioned you never, 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 never put lettuce in a burrito.
I think, yeah, I remember. We also talked about the new burrito emoji and how there's lettuce in there. And we thought, oh, what are you doing there? You're breaking the burrito there.
That's exactly what it was. So this, you see the little thing that says game?
Yeah.
Do not click on that.
Okay, don't click on the game. Got it.
Don't expand it. Don't do anything. This needs to be a secret. Kenny, we're going to play a round of fair or not. Time for fair or not. Number one, is it a Minnesota State Fair food or not? Deep fried avocado.
Deep fried avocado. I'm going to say not, because how is Minnesota getting avocados at this time of year?
That is incorrect. They're importing them from my native Orange County. They're avocado slices dipped in a lightly seasoned batter, deep fried, and served with Chipotle ranch dipping sauce.
That sounds really good.
You got that wrong. Number two, Pickly Wiggly. This is a bacon-wrapped, deep-fried pickle on a stick. Is it fair or not?
Yeah, that sounds like it exists.
That is incorrect. I made that up.
Well, then you should work at the fair.
That is probably true. Number three, cheesy sundae. There's scoops of ricotta cheese covered in spicy marinara sauce, Parmesan cheese, and fried garlic chips. Fair or not?
That sounds odd, but it sounds real. Real. Fair. No, dang it.
I made that one up too.
You should work at the fair then.
Number four.
I'm 0 for 3 right now.
Number four, cherry bombs. They're red licorice dipped in batter, deep fried, and dusted with powdered sugar.
That sounds awesome. I want that. Fair.
That is correct.
Yes. All right. Cool. That exists. I can get it.
Yeah, you can get those. Let's see.
Are they like red vine?
Yes.
They are like
red vines.
No, because I like red rope. I don't like red vine so much.
Oh, Well, there's no photo of these. So I think you just need to go over to Veggie Fries, the stand at the Minnesota State Fair, and you can find out for yourself. Cherry bombs. That's what you ask for.
Cherry bombs.
I'm sure they don't appreciate that at all.
Okay.
Number five, Memphis tachos. They're tater tots topped with sliced bananas, sauteed bacon, and peanut sauce. Fair or not?
I have no idea what that would even taste like. Tater tots with bananas and peanuts? Yeah, let's say fair, because that sounds like somebody just looking in their pantry or looking in their what they have, their supplies, and going, yeah, I can make something out of this.
What do I have a lot of right now? Bananas and pigs. Well, sorry, Charlie. Your friend's going to the banana house.
Sorry, Charlie. Charlie's dead.
True. You're right. Yes, indeed. That is fair. Very fair. You won't be fair after you eat it. Number six, the Frosted Ramen Burger. They are horchata-soaked ramen noodle buns with frosting and sprinkles around a sweet teriyaki beef patty.
No, that sounds terrible. See, this isn't will you eat it? This is it real?
Is it fair or not?
I'm gonna say no.
You got me.
You know what? You know what the tell was there? It was horchata.
So let me let you in on a little secret. I've eaten this.
You've eaten this.
I have eaten this item. It was at the OC Night Market about 2 years ago.
Right, exactly. It was in the OC. It wasn't in Minnesota. I don't think anybody in Minnesota has ever had any horchata.
The Frosted Ramen Burger. Go if you search on Food Beast, they were the ones who made it. So
also please. if you live in Minnesota, I'm looking at you, Haroldina. Have you ever had horchata? Do you know what it is? I'd love to know. The reach of horchata.
Yes, they probably call it wild rice beverage.
Wild rice beverage.
Yeah, because they got a wild rice thing going, right? All right, number seven, I think. Pop Rocks beef jerky.
Oh, man.
Sweet, chewy slabs of beef sprinkled with Pop Rocks that hiss and fizz as you eat it.
That's fair for sure.
I made it up.
That you got to work at the fair, Kyle. You are on to something here.
Mm-mm-mm. The triple truffle trotters. They're sliced peppers and bacon with truffle oil mayonnaise on top of waffle fries. Triple truffle trotters.
Yeah, let's say that's a fair item.
That is correct.
You said waffle fries, right?
Waffle fries, indeed.
That sounds awesome.
With mayonnaise, though. Truffle oil mayonnaise.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, but.
Go get them. Blue Barn. Blue Barn. Next one, ready?
I almost spit out my coffee.
Fair or not, Kenny? Spicy, sweet cheese. They're chocolate-dipped cheese on a stick, rolled in fried jalapenos.
That's awful. No fair. That sounds like a travesty.
You're right.
How dare you create that, you evil man?
You got me.
I was giving you so much credit, but up to that point, Kyle, how dare you put chocolate in...
next one, Kenny. Fair or not? Bowl o' dough.
Bowl o' dough.
Scoops of safe-to-eat raw cookie dough in four different flavors, all served with a side of sea salt-flavored milk ice cream.
You know what? I think I saw a video of like an ice cream shop that was just serving up cookie dough with like sprinkles in it. So I'm going to say this is real.
That is correct. Four different flavors of raw cookie dough: brownie batter swirl, gluten-free chocolate chip cookie, European cookie butter made with Biscoff spiced cookies, and a lemon ricotta cheesecake with blueberries, which, that last one, yeah.
Yikes.
Sounds real, real good. All right, you're doing all right. You're making up now for this. Kenny, next one, fair or not, kale chip ice cream. Oven roasted kale chips with roasted garlic ice cream.
It sounds like you almost threw up in the middle of that one.
Gasp.
Yeah, no, this doesn't sound like it's that. No one would think that makes any sense. So I'm going to say this is not.
You're right.
I guess, except for you.
I kind of want to try it.
No, kale chip ice cream.
That roasted garlic, though. Have you had garlic ice cream?
I have had garlic ice cream.
I've had blue cheese ice cream. It's, yeah.
But real good. The kale chip isn't like a good garnish for sweet, creamy ice cream.
Oh, no. It's cut up
or savory,
and rolled into it.
But then it's not crispy. Then it's just kale.
But you get like this olive oil flavor in there.
Then have olive oil ice cream next to it.
Okay, right.
I'm
writing this down. I'm making sure.
For the future.
Be sure to come to the Roderick State Fair. Coming up here in 2018. Kenny, next one, fair or not, breakfast buddy bowl. It's a waffle bowl filled with hash browns, maple syrup, scrambled eggs, cheddar cheese, and bacon topped with a biscuit.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to say this is fair because I want to eat it right now. I really want to eat that.
You're thoroughly redeeming yourself right now.
I really want to eat that, by the way.
Next, I know breakfast sounds so good right now. Next
one. It's like a breakfast burrito, but in a waffle. Bowl,
in a waffle. Bacon up, pup. It's a Belgian waffle served on a stick with bacon in the batter. Then you dip it in chocolate.
Nope.
And drizzle it with maple syrup.
Nope. You put chocolate in there. That's not fair.
That is incorrect. You can get this at a place called Granny's Kitchen Fudge Puppies. maybe I put the wrong emphasis there. Granny's Kitchen Fudge Puppies. Instead of Granny's Kitchen Fudge Puppies.
Granny's Kitchen Fudge Puppies.
Yes. Granny's Kitchen Fudge Puppies. Granny's Kitchen Fudge Puppies.
All right.
Next one, fair or not, Kenny. Deep fried quesadilla burger. Oh. It's breaded quesadillas with melted cheese around a grilled chicken patty with a slice of roasted heirloom tomato and poblano salsa.
That sounds way too elaborate for you to have come up with, but I am not giving you enough credit, and you may have just come up with something that sounds awesome, but I'm going to say not.
I made it up.
That's what I said.
You got it wrong.
That's what I said. I said not.
No, you said it. You said it was.
I said it was not.
Go back in the tape.
I said not.
I said it was.
Not. I said not.
Ooh.
Okay, fine.
I gave both. But good job, by the way. I was giving you credit. I think that's where you found...
I got confused.
Yeah, you got confused. I think I confused myself even.
I think that's what happened. Okay. Maybe we just have too many. We have too many foods here.
All right, we want to eat all of them.
Let me wrap it up. Last one here. Fair or not, Kenny, spicy red vines with sprinkles. They're red vines filled with the spicy habanero gel.
No. Gel? Ah!
Like a gusher, you know?
No.
Is it fair or not?
I'm going to say fair.
I made it up.
I guess I should have known when you were able to correctly identify it as jalapeno gel.
Habanero gel.
Oh,
yeah.
God. That's what it'll turn into for sure.
You did okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You got 6 wrong. Not bad at all.
I don't even know how many we did.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
Okay, so I did better than half. Good.
Yeah, you got 9.
All right.
There's a full list of other things in here. Bacon fluffer nutter, duck bacon wontons, honey puffs. There's a lot in here.
Yeah, we were talking yesterday and the thought that maybe morning show should go on a road trip over to the Minnesota State Fair and delight in all of these wonderful fair foods.
I think so. I think it would be a good grand old time.
But I also said that we wouldn't make it back. We would be driving to our place of death.
I would be so inspired though, because I feel like I'm just one step removed from writing the entire menu for a full
you pretty much have it ready.
State Fair. I'm ready to go.
I want one of these that I just looked at and sounds so weird. Deviation Stout Steak Nacho Naan. Steak marinated in Modest Brewing Company's Deviation 004, a Mexican dark chocolate stout, grilled and topped with shredded lettuce, pico de gallo, queso fresco, cilantro lime, and jalapeno ranch sauces, and wrapped in warm naan flatbread.
Mm-mm-mm.
Wow.
Sounds really good.
It does.
So that's a whole meal, though. That's the problem with this fair food.
You don't get to try all of them because you're going to too full, huh?
Well, the aforementioned OC Night Market, I went to one in LA with a couple friends. And when you get one dish and then you share it between four people, that is the optimal sharing capacity for this fair food because it's so fried. It's so heavy.
Yeah.
You can only have a couple of carnitas French fries, really.
I mean, all right, one more.
You can't eat the whole container.
One more. Mobster's caviar. Before I even explain what's in it, what would you explain mobster's caviar as? I can't tell if that's going in or out.
Oh, that's going in.
Oh,
well the caviar is out.
Well, let me just tell you. Cream cheese dip with crab meat, green onions, fresh red pepper, and water chestnuts, and served with whole wheat flatbread crackers. At the Hideaway Speakeasy, so you can't even find it.
That sounds really good. Something a lighter dish of all the ones that we've covered so far. It's not bacon and bananas.
Oh, and one more. Sorry. Last one. Cranberry wild rice meatballs. There's your wild rice. There's your Minnesota wild rice there. Swedish style meatballs with cranberries and wild rice blend covered with lingonberry sauce.
Oh, yep.
That sounds great.
Mm-hmm. Sounds really, really good. Are you finished?
I'm done looking at all these. I'm making myself hungry just looking at them. I will close that right there.
Very good.
It's time for the segment I wanted to get to last time. We'll wrap up the show with this, Kenny. Clicking on the YouTube doubler.
Oh, okay, yeah. This is...
Oh, it picks up right where we left off last time.
Excellent.
All right. Kenny, we're about to play a round of periodic table battleship.
What is that, Dean?
What is that you say? Well, it's just like regular battleship, but instead of a battleship board, we're going to use the periodic table of elements.
Okay.
You've got your paper with the elements?
I do indeed.
Okay, so you can eat two. Do you have two?
I have two.
Good. So the way we're going to play this, we each need two copies of it. One to place your ships on, which we will do momentarily, and one to mark where we have attacked.
Uh-huh.
All right. So let's take a moment here. You need to add circling rows of two, three, four, and five elements on one of the tables. You got that? 2, 3, 4, 5, just like regular battleship.
So I only have a ship that is two, one of each, basically.
Yeah, just okay. One of each.
All right,
yeah.
I got you.
All right. here, let's
put this up while we do that.
There be squalls ahead, and Davy Jones waiting for them. What don't obey?
Bring up me hearties, yo ho! Marauding and embezzle and even hijack. Bring up me hearties, yo ho!
All right, I've put my ships on the board. You got your ships on the board?
Yeah, I got it.
All right, good. So it's 2, 3, 4, and 5 ships.
Got it.
We're going to play by calling out different element names and marking them on the board. Kenny, you go ahead and get started, and I'll mark.
Okay. So my first attack, I'm going to attack
Please give me the number, by the way, because boy, it'll take forever to find it.
Should I give you the atomic number, or should I give you...
Yeah.
Okay.
Not the number of electrons, not the outer shell, not the... Please don't.
Okay. I'm gonna attack your zinc. 30.
Zinc. Miss.
Ah, I didn't zinc your ship.
You did not zinc my battleship. I will go...
I got the pun before you did. I'm so glad.
I will attack carbon 6.
Carbon 6, miss.
Ah, miss.
This is so good for our listeners.
It really, really is. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to attack your iridium 77.
Miss.
Ah! How long is this going to take?
It's going to take at least 45 minutes.
There are 114 elements.
Yes. Cadmium 48.
Cadmium 48, miss.
Oh boy. Oh.
Did you think this through when you when you created it?
Let's just say we haven't played this before.
We definitely haven't played this before, but we are writing Pirates of the Caribbean. I'm going to attack your... Oh boy. Seaborgnium 106.
Miss.
Oh, dang it. That's the Bob Seger element.
I'm going to attack tungsten W74.
So I gotta look at my page. 74 tungsten, incorrect, miss. Or not incorrect, but miss. W.
Alright.
I'm gonna go on the outskirts here. Krypton 36.
Miss.
Ah. How long do you envision us going before we just say, oh boy, this was a bad idea?
Let's get one hit per episode right
okay.
now. Because this is...
So what you're saying is we're dropping nukes.
Yes.
We're dropping nukes into the water, and until
they
hit... We're
splitting elements.
Until nuclear periodic table battleship. Until we hit solid periodic ships... They don't detonate. How about that?
Sounds great.
Okay, cool.
Zirconium. 40.
40. Zirconium. Yeah, it's a miss!
Shoot
is right. Let's go over here. Barium. 56.
Miss.
Ah! I was waiting for the mushroom cloud.
Arsenic 33.
Arsenic 33. Miss. Ah, I was right. I'm going to shoot your lead. PB 82.
82. Miss.
Ah. Yar, I missed your lead.
Chromium 24.
Chromium, miss.
Oh man.
the anxiety is going up, isn't it?
It really is.
All right. I'm going to shoot your iodine 53.
53. Wait, which one do I look at? Okay.
53. Iodine.
Miss.
Ah. Where'd you put your ships there, Kyle?
Radon 86.
Radon 86. Miss.
Okay.
Arr. I'm going to shoot your phosphorus 15.
15. Miss.
Did we run out of music already?
We might have. Yeah, here I do have more ocean. I'll get the ocean up.
Okay.
magnesium 12.
12. Magnesium miss. Oh boy. Iron 26.
Miss.
Ah!
I
don't want you to hit my battleship.
Calcium 20.
Calcium miss. I'm gonna shoot your hafnium 72.
72. Miss.
Ah!
Radium 88.
88. Miss. Fluorine 9.
Miss.
Dang it.
Copper CU 29.
Please just hit my battleship. No, miss. Put an end to this. Sink me. I'm gonna shoot your. Me. Oh no! I already made that one.
Oh man!
Technetium 43.
miss.
Ah.
niobium 41.
41 miss. By the way, listeners, if you've made it this far, congratulations. If you've skipped all of it, you're not hearing me.
If you've unsubscribed, I'm sorry.
This is Kyle's fault. I'm going to shoot at plutonium 94.
94. Oh. Miss.
Did you forget there was a second row?
Yes, I had to count. I had to count. 10. SN 50.
50. 10 is a miss.
We'll be lucky if we get one hit in this.
I know, right? Potassium. K 19.
19. You've hit.
I have wiped out Kyle.
It's not. No, you didn't get the whole board. Hey, you
explosion.
You didn't get the whole board.
I set all of my arsenal on that one. I was like, potassium, shoot all of the missiles.
It's fine. Hey, that was a lot of fun.
Sure it was.
Sure. You're
so excited to play periodic table battleship. What are we in, like, fifth grade?
What are you in first grade? Hey, you should go rate us on Apple Podcasts and say how much you enjoyed that game. Just like Logan GBC, they say perfectly. If you find it difficult to listen to the show when you first start, give it a few more episodes. Please, would you? Please. Go join 246 other people who have rated the show 5 stars. Also, go check out some of the other great shows on goodstuff.fm. We got a whole bunch of shows over there. They're real great. They're good, even, potentially.
Oh.
We'll be back again next week. Have a great weekend. Bye.
Bye. I think we still have the ocean in the back.
Oh, yeah. It's relaxing.